Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Why did you just clap?
Because clapping is what you need to do.
I don't think so. Are we ready to do this?
Let's do this.
Okay. Welcome to the very first episode of the Let's Make Out
Podcast. What up?
That's big, y'all.
Man, this is finally happening.
Been a long time coming.
The longest time ever. Literally, this has been on our minds for the past year. Like, we've started talking about this at the end of last year. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy, but it's crazy that it's taken us so long. We can record our lives every day on a video, but it's hard for us to record our voices.
Like, where are they doing that? So the Let's Make Out podcast is where we help you make out all things love, life, and laughter.
Absolutely. We try to help ourselves make them out, too. I mean, honestly,
right.
It's like...
Let's preface this by saying that we are no experts whatsoever on any of the topics that we're going
to
cover.
But wait, I've got a shiny little certification I just did online. It took me 35 minutes.
Certification for what?
Make out coach.
If you don't get your life, we are not experts in anything. We are just a happily married couple. We've been married for 6 years.
That's right.
And, you know, we just want to share our experiences and talk to you guys.
Absolutely. So in case you don't know, if you're not one of the peeps, I am Chad and this is my beautiful wife, Gabrielle. So again, like she said, we've been married for 6 years. We got a son named Chad Jr. He's almost 5. We got a little girl on the way in the next like month.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Like she could be most. She could be here in two weeks, 3 weeks, 6 weeks. I mean, it's crazy when you think about it.
It is super cool.
Yeah. So we normally live on the internet in a nice little place called Gay Babe TV.
That's
right. Where we vlog daily, well, 5 days a week mostly.
That's
so
right.
Most of you know us from there, and we appreciate all of our peeps coming over to listen to
that's
us.
Right, what up peeps?
Hey. But if you're not familiar, you can always go check us out at youtube.com/gaybabetv. We will also be filming the recording of these podcasts
so you can see this tomfoolery.
You can actually see this mess that we are doing behind the scenes. So if you would like to watch us, I will put a link hopefully in the SoundCloud or in iTunes so you guys can click it. We don't have a fancy YouTube link yet because we just created the channel.
That's right.
But you can also go to Gay Babe TV and we will have a link that will direct you
absolutely
right to the channel. You can also keep up with us on Instagram and Facebook at Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, so we want to hear from you guys. This is our very first episode and we're kind of just winging it, honestly.
Really, there's like no structure. There will be structure
no
coming
structure
up.
No structure at all.
But we really want to hear like thoughts and, you know, what you guys want us to talk about and things like that that, you know, we might not touch on Gay Babe TV.
Yeah, and I'm just going to put it out there that it's not my fault that we don't have a topic today because I was fully prepared to go through the comments on the video where you guys
all
left
247
multiple topics for us to cover. And
but she wanted to do that at 1:30 in the morning.
Babe was not feeling that.
She said, hey, it's only 1:45 in the a.m. Let's go through all 247 comments.
It's like, if we just, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. We could have just handled it.
Teamwork makes the fall asleep on the couch work.
Anyway,
or at
so
the table work.
It's Babe's fault that we don't have a topic.
What? I'll take this one.
I think we're just going to just kind of intro you guys to us. Most of you know us.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess a better introduction would be like why we wanted to do this podcast. So
I agree.
You want to take?
Well, I mean, it's initially was your
This is my baby.
I
did.
So tell them why you wanted to start, and then I'll tell you how I came aboard, how I was on it, you know?
Okay. So I am a huge fan of podcasts. I listen to them all the time, have been listening to them for a long time now.
Awesome. Thanks for that, Gabriel. And so then I'm just joking.
I'm like, what? And I've always really wanted to have one. Like, I call this my passion project in quotations because I just really want to have one. It seems like something that's fun, lighthearted. I don't have any expectations for this podcast, and it's just a different outlet for us. So I just really wanted to try it. I think that we have good banter, and I also wanted to kind of give our subscribers and our peeps a deeper look into how we think about certain things, because there are a lot of things that we just don't touch on Gay Babe TV. And I'm not saying that we're going to be touching on everything that's sensitive around these parts, but we may talk about things that you just may not hear.
Absolutely. Because we know that we have families with kids and everybody that's watching or on the Gay Babe TV. So we don't necessarily want to touch everything over there. Whereas over here, we might not have the kids listening.
Right. So, you know, we'll be able to cover a wide variety of topics. And we also wanted a space. Well, I also wanted a space where we could give more to the people who watch us and who love us, like give advice, because we receive so many emails, so many messages, so much mail of people just telling us about their situation, you know, and asking for advice. So it's like, okay,
I know, it's
what can we do where we are like pouring into our supporters, and this is kind of a place for that. So we're gonna have a segment on the show called hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe.
That's right.
So start sending us your questions, using the hashtag, your situations. You can tweet us, or you know, you can message us on Facebook or whatever, but yeah, just use the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. And yeah,
in case you don't know, she's Gabe and I'm Babe. Just to remind you.
Whatever. So yeah. Anyway, that was my long-winded answer.
That's absolutely. So that is her. And when she first said I want to do a podcast, I was like, sweetheart, why? Like, why do you want to add this on? And so I didn't really get. Don't get me wrong, I like podcasts too. So I listen to a lot of podcasts, and we listen to different types of podcasts.
Yes, we do.
But I was on board. Once I, you know, started, I guess I went and actually like started listening, like doing a little bit more research on my own. There's certain ones that I would listen to, like crime ones and stuff like that. And I knew we weren't about to do no crime ones. So I was like, okay, what are we going to talk about? So once I heard her idea and I heard how passionate she was, of course I'm going to support her and do it. But I still wasn't on board until about a month or so ago, the majority of this year, y'all. I wasn't. And then about a month or so ago, I said, okay, sweetie, I am down. Let's do this. I think it could be fun. And I think this is cool.
Yeah. I think that going into it and not having any expectations, like just, it helps. It helps so much. And it's like, let's just do it. It doesn't have to be perfect. I mean, I say that, but.
Okay. No, wait. But she says that, but then we recorded a piece earlier and it had just a tad bit of echo.
Y'all heard the echo.
And she, did you like hear my accent there? I don't know what it was.
He always rubs it in. I can't do accents. So
try accent. Say a bit of an echo.
A bit of an echo.
That was not bad. That was not bad.
Oh, I've got a bit of a British accent.
Okay, you're on board now. You're doing too much.
Dang. I was getting excited.
But yeah, no, I mean, she was just like, well, it has an echo. And I was like, sweetheart, it's not that bad. She's like, I'm not about to put this on. I'm like, okay.
I literally snapped for a moment.
Exactly. So I stopped the conversation right then. I was like, okay, yes, sweetheart. Yeah, you're right. But, I mean, yeah, exactly. It's just going to be fun. We're excited to get on here. And but, okay, so that was a deep part of why we wanted to do this. I mean, like, you know, to kind of add on to what she was saying, we love – like our supporters, our peeps, and you guys are amazing.
Awesome. Yeah.
And the letters and the stuff that we get sometimes is just so humbling. Mm-hmm. And I mean, and it even brings us to tears sometimes when we're reading it. It's just really powerful. So, so we also wanted to do this so that we can hopefully bring you some laughter, bring you some, encouragement, you know, and we'll talk about funny stuff and try to be funny and try to have fun. So that's, I mean, that's the goal. We don't know if we're going to do good at that goal. So, I mean, right. That's the goal.
I guess you guys will have to just let us know how we do.
That's right. So let us know how we're making out.
You're so late.
Whatever. I got dad jokes for
BTW,
days.
Chad has dad jokes.
And I'm going to try to come with one.
On top of dad jokes.
As often as I can.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout.
Be prepared.
For that cookout.
What?
I don't know. I just came out. It came out. It rhymed. Okay. So I think that's enough of how, you know, or why we wanted to start this. I think maybe we can talk about like a little bit of our story. Like maybe just a little bit.
Okay.
You know, just to kind of, again, I know, peeps, bear with us. If you know us, you know this. Sometimes I feel like y'all know more about us than we know about ourselves.
I know, right? You guys are so observant. Like,
yes.
You don't miss anything.
Nothing.
It's crazy.
Like if we got two wrinkles on a shirt and we didn't see them, you're gonna be like, you got two wrinkles. Exactly 3 centimeters from the bottom.
Yes.
So yeah, but so maybe just a little bit more about us as individuals, like a couple, maybe like our story a little bit.
Okay, well, go for it, sweetheart. You seem to have an idea of what you want to talk about.
If y'all can see my face right now, I'm making a face right now.
You can see his face.
Oh, that's true.
Watching this.
That's right. If you're watching it, you can see my face. But yeah, so I guess, so my background really quick is that I joined the Army right out of high school. Where we graduated the same year, same high school, didn't know each other. What you got to say over there?
I don't have anything to say. I'm just trying to figure out how far back you're going. So I guess you're going back to the beginning.
Well, it doesn't have to be the beginning. It can be last week. You want me to start last week? Let's start it last week.
Okay. Let me give you a brief overview
yes.
of our
See,
story.
See, she's really good at being brief.
Yeah. Babe's a bit long-winded, and yeah. So.
I'm better at being boxer. She's better at being brief. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway. We went to the same high school, didn't know each other, no classes together, mm-hmm. none of that. And we didn't meet until...
I was in all the super smart classes.
Okay.
That's not the truth.
We didn't meet until years later. And I literally did not believe that he went to our high school because he was not in like any of the yearbooks or anything. And if it wasn't for us having mutual friends... Mm-hmm. That were like, oh yeah, I know him. I had class with him. I would have been like, you lying.
But wait,
you
though. Not go to but school. To add to that, though, I feel like she comes from a Nana was a skeptic.
Nana was. Such
Mama
a skeptic.
Wasn't as much of a skeptic, but Mama Nana was a skeptic because one time I had to send a picture from Afghanistan to prove that I was in Afghanistan.
Nana was like, "Do you know that this man is really in Afghanistan? How you know? Did he send you a picture?" He could be lying. He could be making that up.
I could have made the picture
up
too, though.
She, you could have, but she was really concerned. She just didn't want me to get catfished. I appreciate that,
right.
Okay? So I did kind of get catfished, though. But that's another story.
Did you, though?
I feel like I did get catfished. Not in the real sense of catfished, but I think that things were definitely embellished when we first started talking.
Oh, yeah, there was some embellishment.
Yeah, don't be acting brand new.
Oh, there was some embellishment. Like, there you know, sometimes you're trying to impress somebody. So you tell them maybe that you got, you know, that maybe you got a BMW.
That's a whole, you know what, that could be the topic of today's conversation. Is it okay to catfish somebody you try? Is it, like, when does it become catfishing? And when is it just?
I mean, if you're a whole different person than your pictures. Then that's catfish. I mean, come on. I told you I have a BMW. I don't think that's catfishing. I told you I had a car that I didn't have.
He also told me that he had a degree he didn't have.
Didn't I?
Yes.
What'd I say?
He told me you had your bachelor's, but you weren't finished with school yet.
Oh, that's true.
You weren't even enrolled in school yet.
More because I was overseas depending on the country.
Okay, this is not a bash babe session. But this is just real life. Like, these are things that we kind of didn't talk about in our couch conversation.
No.
About our
Because you forget
story.
About that stuff.
Because you forget about that yeah. stuff. But it's just like, you know, when you start thinking about it, it's like, wait a minute. I feel like you told me this when we was talking. I mean, that was years ago. Exactly. We're talking like 2009.
Yeah.
But not that it would have mattered to me if you had a BMW. Now, the degree thing, I don't know. I wonder if I would have still talked to you.
I think you would have.
Had you told me you didn't have a college degree.
Because here's the thing. When I met Gabrielle, she was going through getting her master's.
Yes, so the master program.
So even though I was very successful, because I was successful.
Oh, absolutely, no doubt about that.
Even though I was very successful, had a really booming lucrative career, like career in flying UAVs. Yeah. So I basically drones is what the news call them, but. They unmanned aerial vehicles. That's the true technical name for it, but don't get me started. So, please. I was very successful with that. But here's this beautiful, intelligent, amazing, gorgeous woman finishing up her master's degree. And the only reason I could never finish my degree was because I was deploying. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I couldn't do it overseas. There just wasn't enough internet where I was at.
Do you think babe catfished me?
So I didn't catfish her. I just told her that I had a degree, which was a lie, but.
He also, let me tell you about this.
What's this one? What is this one?
He used to send me pictures of him, but he would conveniently smile in a way where I couldn't see everything.
No, I didn't know that. No. But. I know what she's about to say now, but that's not the truth. I think subconsciously smiled like that all the time.
Probably just because that's just how you got down. It probably became habit.
It became habit, I think.
Okay, I'll give you
that.
Yeah,
it was never on purpose. Because I forgot that I was missing a tooth because the Army had pulled it. It was a baby tooth that just never... like would come out, so they had to pull it, and then I started deploying again. So I never went and got it replaced yet, or got a fake one. And so that was her bad. She, because even after she claims, even after we got married, or when we were dating or whatever, she was like, man, I didn't even realize you didn't have no tooth.
Whatever. You ain't never hear me say that. I didn't realize it from them pictures, but I realized it in person.
But it didn't change nothing.
It didn't change, but I would be lying if I didn't say that it didn't like catch me off guard when we very first met, because I wasn't expecting it. Like, I didn't know. Like, it was just like, wait a minute. Hold on, this mug is missing a tooth.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So, bottom line, babe catfished me.
Bottom line, no catfishing happened. Because catfishing, now, if I were to send you a picture of, like, Tyson Beckford or something and said that's me.
No, but honestly, like, we met and we met via Facebook because he started a Facebook page to keep up with his nieces and nephew while he was overseas. And, back in the day, well, I don't know, Facebook, I mean, I've been on Facebook forever, but I guess when you used to sign up, it would prompt you
to search your high school classmates.
Yeah. Yeah. So he came across my profile, commented on a picture of mine or something. And I just looked at his profile and I'm like, oh, we went to the same high school. I must know him. So I responded back and then we started talking back and forth. And I was like, wait a minute. That's when I realized I didn't know him. But honestly, that was like the best thing. We had a whole...
Man.
Courtship. Is that the right word? Courtship.
Yeah.
Long distance. Like, yeah.
I mean, I was in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
Charging the heck out of a satellite phone that I had to pay for.
I had no clue.
But I mean, it was just, it was just like, it was cool because I had somebody to talk to. We just had so much in common.
We did.
We
talked for hours.
And like, there was no expectations. Mm-hmm. Like, I think I had more expectations than she did.
He absolutely had more expectations.
So that, hence why I was telling her I had a degree. I mean, don't get me wrong. And I'm not condoning telling lies.
Be out here lying.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely not condoning that. But at the same time, like, I just was, I was intimidated. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's be truthful. I was intimidated by Gabrielle because she was, I mean, she was beautiful. She was, you know, she was had her master's or getting her master's degree. She was pursuing that, which but not only working full time and then also pursuing that. So, I mean, I was
working two jobs.
Yeah, two jobs plus getting her degree, yes. You know, and so, I mean, you know, for me, here I was a person that, you know, was very smart, but had a ton of, I had enough credits to be an associate degree mm-hmm. holder, but I just didn't have enough in the same like area.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, so I, you know, I chose to tell little fibs, but I didn't catfish you because the real pictures were of me.
They were of him. They were of him. So we say all that to say that's how we met. Yeah. And the rest is kind of history.
Now we here we are over 6 years married.
Yeah, it's crazy. But the great thing about that, though, I do want to like say is that I feel like we have such a strong relationship now mm-hmm. because the foundation was laid with solid communication, because that's all we had was mm-hmm. phone conversations.
We made out.
Instant messages. And then it moved to phone conversations.
Yeah.
And then we would see each other. Like, he would come home and have, like, little breaks. And we would take, like, you know, we would go somewhere else.
Or we would go vacationate.
Yeah, we would go vacationate is best word. So we would go vacationate. But honestly, it was all long distance. Even up until we got married, like, we planned our whole wedding long distance. He was in Tennessee because he got a job in the States. And so, I was in Indiana.
So I have to thank Gabriel for all that, because all I did was provide what income I could, and she did all
that, okay?
She did all of the planning. I mean,
I did,
because we didn't have like the parents pay for it. We weren't even thinking that way. We didn't care. That wasn't even Mm-mm. we didn't care about that. We just wanted to have a wedding. I wanted her to have the wedding that she wanted, and she wanted to have the wedding that she wanted. So we, I mean, because you know what I mean.
Is that, why did I make it sound so bad, though?
But it's not bad, because I mean, you deserve.
You guys, so many things about that wedding. That's a whole. That's another topic for another day,
that
too,
is.
Because
there was some behind-the-scenes stuff that y'all might not know.
If I could go back, I would have done it completely differently.
Really?
Yeah.
Would it still been me?
I mean, it would have still been you, but it would have been done with a significantly...
Smaller budget,
yes, because we kind of just
but that's all right.
Anyway,
it was so worth it.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, that'll be a good topic.
that'll be a good topic. Yes. Yeah, so remind us.
But again, hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. Like, give us some topics that y'all really want to hear from us. And no promises that we're gonna talk about all of them.
Yeah, I can't promise
but
you everything.
We will pick the ones that we feel, you know, feel comfortable talking about, mm-hmm. knowing that we can possibly give some insight or our thoughts.
Absolutely.
But I'm excited.
I am too. I'm really excited about this. Yeah, I was exhausted when we first started, but I'm feeling good.
No,
because
it's
I'm
just
like,
fun.
Okay,
you know,
get
it's
into this group.
You get to talk.
And a lot of times I feel like we don't sit and talk like this a lot. You know, like just
no, we don't.
We don't. You
we
know?
Do. I tell her all the time that I miss our Savannah, Tennessee days, y'all.
Yeah.
Not because the population was 7,000 and that it was in the middle of nowhere and there was nothing to do.
But life just seemed so much simpler in Savannah, Tennessee. Now we have everything, family and friends and activities and church commitments. And I mean, just... stuff on top of stuff on top of more stuff. And it's just like...
which we love all of those things.
We do, yes. Don't get us wrong.
It's really changed. You know, our marriage started out in such a small, simplistic way mm-hmm. that, like, it's so crazy now having all of this...
everything else that
which,
we have.
Everything's a blessing. We're excited about it. But it's just... sometimes you just want to disconnect. I'm sure y'all feel that. You know, sometimes you just want to disconnect. But yeah, so this is awesome.
So, okay, I feel like we're getting ready to start rambling.
Because we do that.
Because we tend to do that. So I think we're going to wrap up the show. What do you think?
Wrap with what? Like Christmas paper? Or?
No, sir.
Okay. No, I think.
We're not wrapping with Christmas
paper. I think that we should wrap up, like,
but
for real.
We should definitely wrap up. But you guys, please let us know.
That could have been a joke. Wrap it up. Make sure you wrap it up.
Oh my goodness. Is that a joke, though?
PSA, make sure you wrap it up.
That's not a joke. It's a PSA.
Well, no, I mean, it's not a joke, but you get what I'm saying.
What?
Whatever.
Okay.
I can't with
her. So, we are definitely closing it out. Just to reiterate, you guys can keep up with us on Instagram and Facebook at Let's Make Out Podcast.
That's right.
You can also watch this tomfoolery that we have going on here if you would like at YouTube, on YouTube. If you just search Let's Make Out Podcast, hopefully we'll come up. I don't know. We don't have a cute URL.
Yeah, we don't have a good URL yet. So once we get that, we'll definitely let y'all know that.
Yeah. But you can find us at Gay Babe TV. We'll have a link to direct you there. Anything else?
Yes, and very soon, possibly just very soon.
What?
We're gonna have a website.
Oh, we will have a website. Gabe? Like, it's not a possibility.
No, it's not a possibility.
Tomorrow.
Yes.
Friday.
Yes, that's
December
right.
December 1st.
Oh, wow, that is tomorrow.
We will be launching our website, GayBabeTV.com.
And it's amazing. Y'all, we are so,
so
happy
dope.
With this.
We love
but
it.
But you can get everything podcast there as well. Mm-hmm. So that'll be another avenue
it's
for...
It's just basically a hub for all things
Gabe and
Gay Babe.
Babe.
So,
and Siege.
And Siege and Baby Girl.
That's right.
So,
so you can check us out there as well.
You guys, yeah, we are so excited about this. Let me tell you that that has been... Oh, man, I feel like we've been working on this website forever. Not like us personally, but just meeting with the company and going back and forth about what we want on there. Like, it's really been
a process. Our team has been amazing.
They've been the best.
If you're so my tip to y'all, if y'all are ever making a website and you want to actually, you know, make a professional, make sure you find a good team.
Yeah.
That because, oh, man, they relieve so much burden and stress.
I know, right? Thank you so much. Thank you, guys. So tomorrow, Friday, you guys will be able to check out the new website and all of that good stuff. In the meantime, tell your family, tell your friends about the Let's Make Out podcast. Share it. You can rate this.
That's right.
I think you can rate it on iTunes. You can leave comments on SoundCloud, all of that good stuff. And
So make sure you just subscribe. Make sure you just follow along. If you're interested
in this new journey of ours.
I know this new fun journey. So, I think that's it.
Yeah. We're signing off. We don't have a closing yet.
We don't.
But,
it'll get better.
We're signing
along
off.
The way.
It'll get better. Ain't that it?
Watch our old vlogs and then see them now.
They got better.
Jinx, Gabriel. That was good, right?
All right. We love you guys.
That's
and
right.
We will see you back. Oh, we'll see you back.
Oh, yeah. So Thursdays are going to be our normal upload date.
Yes.
Tentatively, as of now. So, yeah, as of now, we're thinking Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
But we're thinking about doing it every other week.
Yeah, that's what we're thinking. But I don't know. We may try to knock out one every week until the baby comes.
Here she goes.
Just because I'm sure that we will slow down once she gets here. So it's like maybe we take this time to knock out.
Maybe.
Podcast every week until she gets here.
What y'all want?
Let us know. Yeah.
Every other week or every week.
So, all right, guys. It's late. We're rambling. But thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. And until next time.
That's right. We'll talk to you later.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.